Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's hit the guest line right now. Let's talk a little Raptor basketball, a little NBA. Leo Routens joins us, Toronto Raptors TV analyst. Hey, Leo, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Leo, what's up?
Hey, how are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing well. How about yourself, all right?
All good. Hey, great game last night, so
yeah.
No complaints.
Yeah, you know, what was the big difference? Obviously, point output, and you know, but what you saw from Toronto game one, the Raptors, that is, game one, game two, Leo?
Well, the biggest difference was intensity on defense. I mean, the Raptors just came out and they just, you know, just jumped all over Orlando. They had no freedom of movement. None of their shooters were comfortable. Raptors just took the game right to them, a exact opposite of how they played defensively in game one. And then on offense, you know, quite frankly, they just did a great job of taking their shots. They moved the ball extremely well. Their pace was their pace, not Orlando's pace. And as a result, they just got great looks and knocked them down.
Leo, which Kyle Lowry do you think we're going to see the rest of these playoffs?
I think you're going to see more of what you saw last night. I mean, really game one, you know, a lot of people are, you know, they like to tie in the past to the present, but this is a very different team. And I'm not just talking Kyle, this is a different team.
Right.
I used to feel the tension and the pressure with the team in the playoffs. I don't feel any of that at all with this team. They just come to play. And, I think, you know, Kyle did so many good things in game one. His shots didn't go. And he was much more aggressive looking for a shot, which I think is important. If you look at the Raptors' success at the second half of the season, the ball was popping, but Kyle was also looking for a shot, and he has to do that, especially when you play Orlando. This is a team that, you know, their wing defenders are long. They do a really good job. If your point guard's aggressive, now all of a sudden you force those guys into help decisions, and if they don't help, Kyle gets the opportunity to go all the way to the bucket or get his shot clean, and he got a bit of both last night, and it really changed the game.
You know, Leo, you mentioned this different vibe around this team. Expound on that a little bit as compared to years gone by where they had great regular seasons, failed in the postseason. What's the difference? What's the greatest difference in vibe about around this team?
Well, I want to put a caveat on the failure. I mean, the failure was LeBron James.
That's true.
And every team in the East faced that same failure. I mean, had the Raptors been in a different bracket, they would have been in the Eastern Conference Finals probably, you know, every year the last 3 years, and had the same result with LeBron James, which is unfortunate. But you still could feel tightness. You could, as the playoffs were approaching, and all the talk started about, you know, whether the DeMar is going to be able to play. You know, I felt the coaching staff was tight. You just felt it across the board. And you could see it on people's faces when before the playoffs would start. Whereas coming into this year's playoffs, absolutely none of that. You've got veteran players. Half the guys have not been involved in, you know, any of the stuff in the past here. Kawhi Leonard's been to Danny Green. They've been on championships. You know, Marcus Gasol has been in the playoffs. You look at these new guys, they don't care about any of that talk. So, and Nick Nurse, I think, has done a great job, not only, you know, in preparation for the playoffs, but all season, you know, dealing with adversity, injuries, 22 different starting lineups to trade. Nothing bothers this guy. He's loose and doesn't panic, doesn't get overly excited or down. And I think that makes a big difference coming into the playoffs. So, even approaching the playoffs, you know, he wasn't worried about seeding. He wasn't worried about, you know, hey, you know, do we want this matchup or that matchup? We just got to play, not worry about it. Just go out and play, and that approach I think has gone a long way with all these guys.
Hey, Leo, you just mentioned a name that I was going to ask you a question about, and that's Danny Green. You know, please explain, like, you know, what kind of impact does Green have in this locker room?
No, he's huge. I mean, he's obviously as a player, you know, the guy can shoot. He knows how to play. He knows the difference between a good shot and a bad shot. He moves the ball. He's a tremendous defensive player. And just as a team guy on the floor, he's a glue guy. He makes everything good. And in the locker room, he's just a guy that's extremely vocal. He's been there, done that. He's not afraid to help the young guys. He's great with the media. Honestly, I go back to when I heard about the Kawhi trade coming to Toronto, and I heard Danny Green. I go, excuse me? Danny Green? Wait, the Raptors got Danny Green as a throw-in? Literally my chin fell to the floor. I mean, that was, I've known about his, obviously about his game for a long, long time. I've appreciated his game. And then, the big thing is, everybody talked about Kawhi being hurt last year. Well, Danny Green was hurt too. And, it wasn't properly diagnosed. It wasn't treated. And his numbers were down last year. And, Toronto has a great medical staff, which obviously, they treated Kawhi extremely well. But they also got Danny healthy. And he's had a career year in terms of field goal percentage and field goals made. Or I should say three-point percentage and three-point field goals made. So, I think he's in a real good place with this team, and it shows.
Leo, and we're chatting with Leo Routins, Raptors TV analyst, Taz and the Moose with you here on this Wednesday, CBS Sports Radio. Leo, how about being around and covering Kawhi for a year as compared to, and we all witnessed his brilliance in his game in San Antonio. You've been around the game for a long time, Leo, but being there, that being a part of the Raptors year one, what's impressed you, maybe something that's not so obvious, what's impressed you most about Kawhi Leonard?
Well, I'll tell you what, there are so many things, but I'll be honest, like you said, I've been around a while, between playing and coaching and doing TV, I've seen a lot of guys, but he's at times I just can't take my eyes off him, how he can do things offensively. His strength is crazy, his skill is outstanding, he's got unbelievable speed, and when you put that all together, he's very compact. When I say that, you always tell young players, keep your moves tight, keep your dribble tight, keep your fakes tight. You don't want to over exaggerate anything. You don't want to lift up. You don't want to do all these things. And when you watch him with his offense, man, it's like a clinic. It's the same all the time. And he can create space with the littlest of moves. We used to joke about it on the playground. I gave you the old eyelash fake. I twitched my shoulder.
Yeah.
He could do the littlest things and create incredible space. And when he goes up to shoot, it's picture perfect every time. And he could be going full speed. He'll square up. He can do the turnaround. He squares up. Honestly, it's just for an old school guy, it's fun to watch. And he's not a theatrical player. I mean, guys like him are very hard to officiate because of their strength. And he doesn't flail the arms, fall on the floor, do all that stuff to get calls. And he probably could get to the free throw line twice as much as he does, but he's old school and he just plays. He's not being theatrical, doesn't pound the chest when he scores.
Right.
Honestly, the happiest I've seen this guy, or the most celebrations I've seen this guy have, are when his teammates have success on the floor.
That's cool. That's the kind
of guy you want in your team.
That's interesting about Kawhi, I don't want to speak for Moose, but I think I can. Great breakdown of Kawhi Leonard right there, Leo. But let me ask you, off the court, you kind of touched on it a little bit, because he is kind of a low-key guy, which, we talk glowingly about him, because he's just, he's all business. There's no BS with this guy. What is he like in the locker room? Leo, is he, you just said it, he's happy for his teammates, but is he as quiet around his teammates, or is he more opened up and comfortable once that locker room door's closed and he's in his confinement?
No, the guys have no issues, man. He's been great in the locker room.
Cool.
Like you said, he's a different guy inside that locker room, and quite honestly, outside the locker room, I don't have any issues with Kawhi. I mean, a lot of people are saying, well, he doesn't say much. Okay, you want to win? I don't care.
Who cares?
It's for all I care. He doesn't have to do one interview all year.
Right.
As long as the Raptors win, I don't care.
Right.
But at the same time, when he does talk, I actually really enjoy listening to him talk, because a lot of guys are going to give you the, whole heaping bucket full of answers when they're talking. He's going to answer your question. He's going to think about it. He'll be deliberate. He'll be concise, but he'll, and he's very direct. So, you know, there's no BS. He's a very, you know, very clear-cut guy, and I like that. And then, like I said, in the locker room, guys have had no issues. And
that's good.
By all, from literally everybody I've talked to, it's all good.
Nice.
You know, Leo, with that being said, you know, what do you think the percentage of chances of him being a Toronto Raptor long-term? I mean, it almost seems like people believe, just as they thought Paul George was never going to stay in Oklahoma City and was going to go to Los Angeles and play with the Lakers. There are a lot of people that think Kawhi is going to end up with Doc Rivers and the Clippers after this season. You've been around it. You know, he's played very, very well. Toronto is a team that can get themselves to an NBA Finals. You know, he won already down in San Antonio. What do you think the chances are of him remaining a Raptor long term?
Well, you know, I think there's three or four major factors that are going to play into all this. Number one, Toronto's a great city, and hey, if Paul George can stay in Oklahoma City, he's got a shot at Toronto because this is a world-class city. And without a doubt, I think that's a positive factor. Number two is, you know, what kind of success is this team going to have? If this team goes to the Eastern Finals, maybe NBA Finals, that's certainly going to be a plus, you know, in terms of deciding whether he wants to stay or not. And the third thing, and, you know, again, maybe this is the most important thing, the way the Raptors have treated Kawhi coming off a 9-game season where he took a lot of criticism, a lot of people mocked him, thought he was, you know, making up a lot of stuff or didn't want to play. The Raptors treated his injury seriously. You know, everybody joked about the load management days. Well, guess what? Look where he is right now, and that was the whole goal. Get him to the postseason 100% healthy. Don't rush him. Don't push him where you don't need to push him. And make the first and foremost concern his health. I think that goes a long way. The Raptors have an incredible medical staff. Alex McKechnie, director of sports science, is a genius. He was with the Lakers junior championship years and working with Shaq and Kobe, and a lot of players throughout the years before he was even in the NBA used to go and see him. Well, he's in Toronto, and he's been hands-on with Kawhi from day one. And I think I think that goes a long way. It really does. And even what we said about Danny Green earlier. I mean, here's a guy that people thought was on the downside of his career based on what was going on in San Antonio. And the reality was it was his health. And he came to Toronto. Alex McKechnie nailed it right away. They did all their testing. They figured out what the problem was, what his injury was. And the first priority was get him healthy. And look at him. He's having a career year. So I think that has to play into it, and that's going to carry a lot of weight, in my opinion.
Hey, Leo, so bigger threat to the Raptors. Is it the Bucks? Is it the Sixers or Celtics?
Well, I mean, they all present their own problems. There's no question about
that. Right.
You look at the Sixers. I mean, that starting five is tremendous. Their depth, you know, lacks, but that starting five is outstanding. And you know, when Embiid comes to play, he's a monster. And the question is, you know, what's his situation going to be going forward with his knee? And Milwaukee's just a whole unique animal in terms of the Eastern Conference with Giannis. I mean, this guy's MVP, candidate. This team is extremely well coached. I mean, quite honestly, as soon as I heard that they got Mike Budenholzer, I said, wow, this is going to be a difference maker for this team. And it certainly has played out that way, you know, their movement, and they have depth too. So, here's the thing. There's no easy matchup in the East. There really isn't. And I think the Raptors are poised for either team that they have to play or both of those teams based on their personnel. It's a veteran team. They understand, you know, defense wins. They've been moving the ball extremely well. So they've shown during the regular season they can play against either one of those teams and beat either one of those teams. So it really depends on little things sometimes. I mean, like you said, if you go into a series with, say, Philadelphia, you know, what's Embiid's health like? I mean, is can he play? Things like that can decide a series. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah, it certainly is. And Toronto's going to play a major role in it. Leo, final one from us is this. You know, we discussed it a little bit earlier on. You mentioned it as I talked about the Raptors, you know, undoing in past years, and you brought up the name LeBron James. Do you think the NBA playoffs, you think overall, you know, we know how impactful LeBron is. Do you think they miss LeBron James's presence?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, when you look at a guy of his caliber, again, an MVP talent, and look at the Lakers. I mean, had he not gotten injured when he got hurt, I mean, I believe they would have been in the playoffs. I think that they just had a spiral they couldn't recover from, and then all the other stuff that happened along the way with the trade talks and everything else really undid that team. But he had them rolling. He took all these young guys to a different level, and that's what we saw in the East. I mean, he took Cleveland teams that were okay and brought them to a whole different level, getting them to the finals. And you know, you could talk anything you want, but he made a difference. You know, some people got sick of it, but I appreciated the talent.
I did. I got sick of it.
and you know what? I wasn't one of those people saying,
I hear you.
Look at this, Raptors, guys stink because you can't get past them. Hey, nobody could get past them. And for me, it was fun to watching. Anytime you could see a guy of that caliber do what he's doing and carry your team, come on. That's great to see.
Leo Routens, former player, coach, Raptors TV analyst, giving you his perspective not only on Raptors basketball but the NBA as well. Hey, Leo, thank you for the time this morning. We're looking forward to watching the Raptors the rest of this playoff run, and we'll get you on again real soon.
Leo, thanks, man.
Sounds great, guys. Have a great one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.